This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so there's... I just want everyone... Okay, there's a story about the phrasing of when people are pregnant and just things like that. And then we're going to talk about that here in a second. Like... Do you believe in the we're pregnant? Do you believe in who? It's like, because she carries a baby, it's her baby, she has more right. Like, there's all these different things. Mm-hmm. But real quick, I just want anybody listening to have confirmation of what you probably already suspect. We are literally the least professional people on the face of the planet Earth. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 14 seconds before the microphones go on, we have no idea what's happening.
Mm-mm.
It catches us all by surprise every single day. I've been doing this for 20 plus years, and I'm still shocked every time. It's like, whoa, we gotta go!
Yeah, we should have prepared.
Yes!
We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. There's a couple who broke up over this phrasing. Like, you're together. We can all picture this.
Did they break up, or did they just break off the engagement?
Okay, that's the same thing, Aaron.
I don't think it is.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Will you marry me? You say yes. You go, what's the famous girl that just did it? Sydney Sweeney just called off her engagement.
Mm. Did she really? I didn't even know she was engaged.
Guess what? That's step one to the breakup. That's called slow rolling the breakup.
Yeah, you can't really downgrade. Like, you know, if you're married, it's like, you know what, honey? Let's just go back to dating.
Or let's go back to just being engaged. Like, let's go back a step. You don't go back a step.
Yeah.
It's hard if
someone says, like, I don't want to marry you anymore, but I would like to date you.
You don't.
No. Yeah.
Dating has a destination.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And if you've changed the destination, we're not dating. Just letting you know that. So anyway, we're together. Let's picture two people who would tolerate each other. They're like, no, you're together. Whatever. And like, she calls off the engagement. It's over.
It's okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But if it has happened to you, I would love to hear. Text in 303-222-5423.
We just called it off, and then we ended up happily ever after.
Yeah.
No, I think it's possible.
Mm. You may be still married. Like, you may be, we then decided to get married. But you're like, you're one attorney away from not being married. Two, if you really want to be fair. No. One of you usually surprises the other one. Surprise! Yeah. Okay, so you're dating and you're talking about getting married. You're talking about having kids and you both agree, let's have kids. Mm-hmm. And then you get engaged and it's like, here we go, we're going. And then he's like, God, when are you going to give me a baby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that phrasing right there was a red flag to her. I see in the little doe eyes y'all are getting... Like, at least, like, you don't like it. Do you not like that phrasing?
It's just kind of weird.
Why? Because it's like, when are you going to give me a baby? My God, I love you so much. When are we going to give me a baby?
I don't... Because
do you get it yet?
I do, and I feel I've definitely said this before.
And you're off-putting, apparently.
I currently do, yeah. And I don't mean anything bad by it. I say it to my wife. I say, like, thank you for giving us our babies. Me, our my babies. Thank you for giving me our family.
Right.
There's something that, to me, is better with the past tense version of it rather than the futuristic kind of.
Because it feels like...
I don't know.
Grooming for human trafficking?
I don't know, honestly.
Like, I understand how you could get hung up on it.
Different.
But if... I guess my red flag is, if you don't like that, then you don't think I love you the same way that, you know what I mean? Like, if you're looking like, why would I give you my baby? It's like, no, I want you to give me a baby. Like,
but it makes it seem like I'm only marrying you so you can give me kids kind of thing. I don't know.
Would you rather he says, I want to put a baby in you? I want to give you a baby? Like,
that's way worse to
me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what's a better way to say that?
I think it would just be like, I can't wait until we're married and we have kids together and we have a baby together.
Mm, which is interesting because I feel like when I'm saying thank you, like, you thank you for giving me my baby, it's because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
She went, like, in my mind.
Exactly.
I'm trying to give her the credit, the ownership of, like, you did all that for us, for me, for the family. Like, thank you for that.
Because so many men do glom onto it. Oh yeah, we had a tough pregnancy. It's like, mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, we put on some weight.
Yes, did we? Yeah.
I mean, I still am. But just...
It's true.
I'm trying to be in this with you, honey.
Right. It's just, so there's something magical about saying, give me a baby.
It sounds so demanding.
Okay, let's practice it again.
No, that's
when
the thing.
He says it, it's so cute. It's that you don't like me. So it just proves my point. No, I'm not trying to make us put a strain on our relationship. But I'm saying, depending on how much you love or like the person, like someone like T-Hack can be like, I love you so much, I want you to give me a baby. And you're like, oh my God, that's great. And then when Slacker says it, you're like, give me a baby. He's like, ugh, creep.
First off, you did say it in two different ways. But
but you know what I'm saying.
But
give
I don't.
Me a baby.
I honestly.
Give me the baby.
That's how it sounds both ways to me.
No, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I want you to look her in the eye and say it the other way.
Give me a baby.
I hate that. No.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.